With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Kressner Watt appeared before the head of the criminal division, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, today to face one charge of attempted murder, one count of wounding with intent, one count of interfering with a witness, and one count of rape. Watt pled guilty to rape and guilty to wounding with intent in the alternate, entering a not guilty plea to attempted murder. Following those pleas, the Crown, represented by Senior Crown Prosecutor Scott Wainwright, accepted them and indicated that they would not be proceeding with the witness tampering charge. That count is expected to be formally disposed of at sentencing. All charges relate to the same complainant, but from different dates. To protect her identity, no details that may identify her will be reported. The court has ordered a social inquiry report and a victim impact statement ahead of Watt's sentencing, which is scheduled for the 11th of September. He remains in custody until then. Also in the Grand Court, Zedrick Patrick Jr. and Romario Brown have pled not guilty to the robbery of a man earlier this year in the car park of the Cayman National Bank's main branch. The two men appeared via video link from HMP Northward today, where they remain on remand following their arrests. Prosecutors allege that on the 27th of March, the pair stole $2,000 from a man in the bank's car park before fleeing on foot. A five-day trial has been scheduled for July, and both defendants will remain in custody until then. A case management hearing is set for the 18th of June. In other local news, police are investigating a collision between a vehicle and a cyclist that occurred just after 7:30 on Wednesday at the junction of Shamrock Road and Condor Road in Bodentown. Officers found minor injuries to both vehicles and the bicycle. The cyclist was taken to the Georgetown Hospital with injuries described as serious but non-life-threatening. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Bodentown Police Station at 947-2220 or to provide any anonymous tips via the RCIPS confidential tip line, the RCIPS website, or Cayman Crime Stoppers. Government is rolling out a temporary fuel relief measure aimed at easing costs of living pressures, but motorists may not see immediate savings at the pump. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
A temporary waiver on import duties for gas and diesel will take effect June 1st as part of government's fuel relief program. The measure approved earlier this month removes duties on fuel imports through September 30th in an effort to offset rising global oil prices linked to ongoing geopolitical tensions. Currently, import duties add significant costs, 75 cents per gallon on gasoline and up to 85 cents on diesel used at service stations. Government says removing those fees should help reduce prices, but the impact will not be immediate. That's because fuel already in storage was imported before the waiver and still includes those duties. Officials say service stations must first sell off existing inventory before lower-cost fuel reaches consumers. Higher volume stations could begin reflecting price drops within the first week of June, but for smaller stations, it may take a bit longer. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, along with Customs and Border Control, will monitor pricing to ensure that savings are passed on fairly and transparently. Government notes that while it cannot control global fuel prices, it is using available tools to cushion the impact on households and businesses. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Changes could be on the way for Cayman's conservation regime. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
At the cabinet meeting on May 20th, Cayman's leaders approved drafting instructions aimed at amending current regulations or setting up new ones for the National Conservation Act, a key legislative framework for safeguarding the biodiversity of the Cayman Islands. The existing regulations cover things like conservation of various marine and terrestrial species, oversight for local marine parks, and the management of alien species. Additionally, Cabinet rejected a coastal work permit for an L-shaped dock, but greenlit three others related to dock and cabana construction. Details regarding specific locations were not provided in the meeting summary. In other business, Cabinet approved Christmas 2026 commemorative stamps and pulled funds from 2027 into the 2026 budget to expand the Grand Cayman Housing Repairs Assistance Program. Cabinet minutes no longer specify the amount of money being reallocated. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the summary online at gov.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. House speakers from around the world travel to Cayman for an international conference. CIGTV's Lavida Thompson reports.
The Cayman Islands officially opened the 2026 Commons and Overseas Territory Speakers Conference, hosted by the Parliament of the Cayman Islands at Hotel Indigo in Georgetown, Wednesday, May 27th. The week-long conference brings together speakers, clerks, and parliamentary officials from across the British Overseas Territories and the United Kingdom. The conference is being jointly hosted by Speaker Ezard Miller of the Cayman Islands Parliament and Deputy Speaker Nusrat Ghani of the UK House of Commons.
As speakers of the UK and overseas territories, you came together last year for the fourth in-person conference, which was hosted in London. And I say you, as this is my first courtside, both as host and indeed as a participant. I hope you found these conferences to be productive and illuminating with frank, robust, and fruitful discussions. We are delighted that the Deputy Speaker, Nusrat Ghani, is here. A chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in the UK is here to represent both Speaker Hoyle and the United Kingdom. Nusrat, please pass on our thanks to Speaker Hoyle. He and his team set the standard that we, as fellow speakers, must continue to build upon.
Delegations from Anguilla, Bermuda, the British Virgin Islands, the Falkland Islands, Montserrat, Turks and Caicos Islands, and the United Kingdom are also in attendance. The agenda covers governance reform, constitutional reform, the role of parliaments in emergencies, and the future of artificial intelligence in legislatures. A highlight is the unveiling of an AI-driven Hansard records management system developed by Anguilla, which converts audio from parliamentary proceedings into fully formatted searchable transcripts in real time.
And the Health Services Authority is adding senior financial leadership as it looks to strengthen its long-term operations. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Health Services Authority has appointed David Van Dunhoven as Senior Chief Financial Officer in what it describes as a move to strengthen financial management and future planning. In a press release today, HSA said the appointment is aimed at supporting long-term sustainability and improving internal systems. Van Dunhoven brings more than 25 years of experience in financial and operational leadership across the public and private sectors, including a previous role as Chief Financial Officer for the Cayman Islands government, where he led financial task forces across multiple ministries. HSA says he will oversee high-level improvements to efficiency and reporting, while the existing finance team continues to manage daily operations. The authority says the role is key to improving how decisions are made and how systems support patient care as it continues to develop as a modern healthcare organization. HSA says the appointment reflects its focus on strengthening leadership and systems for long-term effectiveness. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, Cayman's nurses are lifted up for Nurses Week. Here's Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin.
This year's global theme on nurses of future, empowering nurses to save lives, highlights the, quote, critical role nurses play in strengthening healthcare systems and improving health outcomes for all.
Nurses are at the center of our healthcare system, delivering compassionate, high-quality care every day. As a government, we remain committed to investing in our nursing workforce to ensure sustainability, resilience, and continued excellence in patient care.
Minister for Health, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says her ministry has been supporting the Nursing and Midwifery Council as it assumes oversight of the University College of the Cayman Islands, the Ruth Eleanor McLaughlin School of Nursing, taking the reins from the Nursing Council of Jamaica. Chief Nursing Officer Felicia McLean.
The time has come for us to evolve, and local oversight of the school by our local council will mean a more hands-on approach to addressing the recruitment and retention needs, especially when it comes to attracting local talent.
Since assuming office, Ms. McLean commissioned a Delphi study, which examines barriers to nursing career development and identified targeted solutions. Additionally, work is on the way to update scope of practice legislation and the Code of Ethics. There are also 11 students who are set to graduate from UCCI's School of Nursing next month. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
This year's Eloise Reed Leadership Award, which is given to the nurse who, quote, exemplifies the very best of nursing, was awarded to Kimberly Wedderburn. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good weekend ahead.